Hi, I'm Reed, and I'm here to talk about Unit 3, Cultural Patterns and Processes. Chapter 6. Groups you learn, behaviors, actions, beliefs, and objects are groups' culture. Culture is an invisible force guiding people through their beliefs and traditions. A cultural hearth is the start/center of the culture. The beliefs, traditions, and actions of a small, similar, rural group are folk culture. Folk culture sometimes resists popular culture, preserving language and traditions so they won't get lost. The beliefs, traditions, and actions of a large, diverse, urban group are popular culture. Popular culture migrates and spreads fast. Cultural regions are the areas of similar cultural traits. Formal regions are states, countries, and unions. Functional regions are areas that have a focus point. Perceptual regions are how people think about places. Ethnic enclaves are groups that differ from the regular culture there. Diffusion of culture is culture moving from the hearth into different places in the world. Relocation diffusion is the spread of cultural trait by people who migrate. Expansion diffusion is direct or indirect exchange without migration. Contagious diffusion is part of expansion diffusion that occurs when a trait spreads outward from its heart through people. Hierarchical diffusion is the spread of culture from the most interconnected places of wealth and importance. Stimulus confusion is changing a process from one culture to another and modifying it. Chapter 7. Languages are being lost, and half of them will be gone by 2100, which means that the group's culture is being lost. Most languages are spoken with small, isolated groups. Language is spread through migration and teaching. As modern society develops, a similar language is needed. Linguists are scientists who study the small languages to preserve and study it. Languages sometimes branch off other languages to fit their needs. Accents and dialects change the separation even more between a country or a language. A lingua franca is a language used for communication for people who don't speak the same language. New languages can be started by a combination of two languages or by slang into a language. Chapter 8. Religion is very important to a group's culture. Ethnicity is sometimes linked to religion. Custom, families, and location have influenced this. Religion can be spread from a hearth or a center point and spreads through from migration. Location and region influence a place of a religious group goes. Fundamentalism is when traditional lifestyles are important to some religions. Theocracies are countries that religion influence political decisions in. Ethnic regions are rarely recruit followers, and they use relocation diffusion to spread through people. Universal religions seek others because that's what they feel is right to do. Many man-made structures are influenced by religion. These are very important sites when touring a town. My favorite part was learning about endangered languages because they are very unique, and I felt that it could be important to record them for the advancement of science and history. The part that I struggle with is learning about other religions. Being in a Christian family, I never knew the differences in religions. It was really hard for me to understand these religions. All these chapters were about cultural traits of many people. Chapter 7 was about languages and languages of different groups of people are part of their culture and spread through diffusion talked about in chapter 6. Religion is in chapter 8 and was spread through diffusion in chapter 6. There was this language called Yiddish in Israel that had to do with religion Judaism. We launched a documentary about linguists researching small endangered languages in our classroom. It's tied to a chapter 7 about languages and culture. We also got to see what life is like about in these small groups that which tie into chapter 6. We also learned about different religions in chapter 8 by a project in our class.